One question I've heard from a number of gynecologic oncologists is when to take the patient to surgery. And do you factor in kind of how the patient is responding? You know, if, I don't know if they're responding quickly. Do you take them quicker or maybe later? You know, how do you factor in response?
I try not to overthink it because you can talk yourself into anything. It's really between the third and the fourth cycle. And unless she really progresses, do it. And if she responds really well, great. That means that the surgery is really important. Let's clean her out, have a complete resection, get her in remission, maybe even cure her, although that's less likely. And if she didn't respond that well, well, let's use surgery to catch up because we're behind. So I don't really overthink it. If she's progressing in the first three cycles, then I don't. And those patients that progress during carboplatin paclitaxel probably don't have ovarian cancer. I don't know what they have, but they have a biology that is so unique that it's a very poor prognostic factor. The typical high-grade serous, high-grade endometrioid tumor, the response rate to neoadjuvant chemotherapy is 90% or more.
So, you know, the use of surgery in ovarian cancer and oncology in general is a little bit unusual, if not unique. And I guess one of the questions I have is, so it seems like you and most of the other people in the survey take this same approach in a patient with pleural effusions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
even though you know you're, that way, there's no way you're curing that patient, right? So it's palliation. And it makes sense. You're debulking the tumor.
You're correct. That's right.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, when you give chemo, you're debulking. When you do surgery, you're debulking. You know, it makes sense. So correct. It's not that it doesn't make sense to me, but again, same approach if the patient has a couple liver mets.
Correct. Three cycles and do it.
And you still do the surgery as a way to globally debulk them.
And I hear your words. I understand your rationale. I just don't have experience not doing surgery on that patient. And I want every patient to have a chance.